Welcome to episode number 47. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast, Empowered in My Skin Production. My name is Akechi Wafa Robinson, and I am founder and CEO of Empowered in My Skin, an experienced technology executive at one of Canada's largest financial institutions, an author, International Federation of Bodybuilding Pro Athletes, an inspirational speaker, and most recently a viral sensation after my You Matter speech hit over 3 million views worldwide. This show is all about thriving, and I will be bringing on some amazing humans that do their thrive to help you figure out how you too can own yours. So please leave a review on whatever medium you are listening to this on, and make sure to join along on the web at empoweredinmyskin.com so you can be notified when new episodes are available. For now, I'm your girl. Let the show begin. Great day, amazing people. Yes, I am here with a human that I admire so much. I am so excited to interview him. It's a he. He is a passionate city builder. In his current role as the founder and CEO of Talent X, he supports a team of leaders that are equipping diverse workers and job seekers with the skills needed to thrive in the future of work. At the same time, he is driving critical conversations in the sector on the importance of fostering an inclusive economy. He has a proven track record of transformational leadership that builds for scale, motivates employees, and drives sustainable growth. In his time as the executive director for the 4 Youth Initiative, he grew the agency into an impactful organization that now provides programming for 1,000 at-risk youth each year. He's a trusted strategic advisor and board member to a variety of governmental and local organizations. He currently serves on the TELUS Community Board and co-chairs the board of the Toronto Community Benefits Network. He recently founded the Black Professionals in Tech Network. He is grounded and informed insights make him a sought-after speaker and panelist, and his perspectives have been published by the Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, and TechCrunch, among others. He's also an adjunct lecturer at the York University School of Social Work. And I know you're like, who is this? Well, put your ears together for the amazing Lacan Olawoye. Yeah!
Hey, what's goody? What's good? I'm excited to be here for yes, sure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, man. How could I not? So let's get right into it. What can you tell us about the person, the brand that is Lacan Olawoye?
Man, he's a complicated man. He is, you know, he's from the hood. I rep my hood from Rexdale, Jamestown. Why do I do that? Because, you know, a lot of times people don't think we could, right, where I'm from. So I'm always grounded with that. I'm Nigerian, my mother and my father. I was born in Nigeria, came here when I was 8. I'm a son of a widow. My father passed away when I was a year old, right? So, you know, my mom's my hero. She my person. I am... You know, I'm spiritual. I'm a Christian. You know, I believe I'm here for a purpose and a reason. And every day I try to live that purpose, right? And make sure I'm guided by my faith. And I'm just focused on driving impact in what I do, mm-hmm. right? I never, you know, my wife, when we just started, you know, hanging out, I told her one thing. And I remember she always says it back to me. I'm like, man. She called me anything but average or ordinary. I want to live an extraordinary life,
yeah.
right? And that is in the way I walk and the way I speak and the things I choose to do, the things I choose not to do. I love my people, right? I love my community. And I truly believe that right now I'm living my purpose. And man, it's hard.
Yes, yeah.
But every day I wake up with a sense of commitment, sense of purpose, sense of focus. And, you know, my team, they hold it down because I'm, I, I come with some crazy idea every morning, and they're like, "Oh man, what's that going to mean today, boss man? what am I going to do today? Because I'll throw away my work plan. We're doing this other thing now." But that's who I am. I'm so in love with my community. Full stop. I'm so in love with like just being extraordinary in what you do, excellent in all you do. Because you know, I know that there's this violence of low expectation at times, and I just it boils my blood, and I'm like, I can never be that. Yeah. Right. So that's who I am. That's the complication beautiful. Of who I am.
And I love it. And if I can attest to that, the first time I met you was at the RBC building. It was my first BPTN event. I didn't know you. Mm. There was a power that I was like, oh, I'm going to know who he is.
I remember you snuck in there. It was the Cisco event. You snuck into the cut. You were at the back. I think it was you, Julie, and Colleen. You did you did a little huddle at the back over there. I'm like, all right, no worries.
Yeah, yeah. I was instantly impressed. So you exude all of that plus more. And
I appreciate it.
So my great I am is really driven from my name. I too am Nigerian, and my name means God's gift. And so I am God's gift is a big, and another one is I'm energy on steroids. I own that sucker. What is your great I am?
Man, that's a great question. So my name, right, is your riches has increased by one.
Ooh.
Right. That is like Olalekan, the full name. Right? Your riches has increased by one. And I believe, you know, my purpose in life is to add to. Okay. Right? So whatever it is I'm doing, I want to add to. I add that one. Just give me that one extra. Right? So I think that's who I am.
100%. I am valuable and I'm adding value.
Yeah, I try to.
I am adding value to this world. Yes, you are. So I truly believe we are sharing energy for the next, you know, 25, 30 minutes. And this is an opportunity for you to leave your legacy, you know? So what do you want to be known for at the end of this podcast?
Wow. Leave my legacy in 30 minutes. That's some stuff.
You already left your legacy in 6 minutes, dude. Like, if I'm a listener, I'm like, is the interview done? Like
Goodness. No pressure. 30 minutes. You better leave something.
Dude, you left something in 6 minutes, so let's go.
I appreciate it. So as a Nigerian man, my name is really important. My last name, Olawoye. And I want to make sure that my kids, you know, as they walk through life, their name means something, right? That, you know, maybe, you know, I am overcompensating because I didn't have a father growing up, right? But I love my kids so much, right? I want to make sure that they don't have to go through the things that I've gone through. Right. Because I didn't have anyone, you know, in my lineage directly that could really blaze that path for me. So I want to do that for my children. 100%.
Okay.
Specifically, and even much more specifically, I want to make sure that they have a better world than I have. And I was brought into a world that they can work incredibly hard and not have to climb additional mountains because of their skin. Right. I want them to be able to like, you know, be able to go for jogs and not have to worry about what time of day it is, right? I want them to be able to go in boardrooms and not feel out of place because they don't see others, right? I want them to be able to like walk with, and, you know, it may be a controversial statement, but, you know, I hope it's not, to walk with a middle-aged white man swag, right? That swag of just like, yeah, this world is mine. I can do anything I want to do. Right.
I totally get that.
And you know, I can negotiate the way I need to negotiate. I don't like the sky's the limit. I'm not holding back anything. That is a type of legacy I want to live for my children, right? That I want my children to be able to walk in, that fulfillment that God has given them, right? And that requires me to work my butt off. That requires me to change systems. That requires me, you know, in industry to be thinking about how to do that differently, to be working with leaders differently, right? It just requires me to do more than I'm not thinking about me anymore. And it's crazy when this stuff starts to happen, like I'm not thinking about me anymore. I'm not thinking about a community, right? The ones I'm raising in my house, and the one that I'm a part of, right? And the community is, you know, you can think about the tech ecosystem, you can think about Black in tech, right? That's the community I'm a part of. And it would be missed. It would be a missed opportunity for me, right? If, you know, I'm at my retirement party, right? And I am going to have a retirement party, and then, you know, we're going to dance it up. We're going to do all that stuff. Right. My wife's like, you're never going to retire. I'm like, well, maybe I'll stop working full time. Yeah. Right. Well, whatever it is. But, you know, I want to be able to say that we have tangibly, not, you know, philosophically, moved the needle, right? Because there's more people like you in senior leadership. We have more CEOs, we have more board directors, we have more executives, we have more people coming up, right, in technology. I've picked my focus, I've picked my area. I say, here is where I want to make impact. Here is where I want to lean in, right? It is the fastest growing industry in the world, right? And this is where the future is going. So we need to make sure that, you know, our folks are there and our folks are visible. So that legacy is what I want to leave of, like, we tech looks like the subways of Toronto, right? And, you know, I'm going to work real hard, and hopefully I don't die trying, but I'm going to work real hard to get there.
Well, that's awesome. And I think in this interview, how you're going to leave that legacy is about already articulating how you're doing it, for sure. And the one thing that came to me is you're leaving, even just for your kids, it's just the message of, I was here. You were at the end of this, everyone's going to know you were on this podcast, and I love it.
Well, I hope so, because yes. Your energy gotta bring me there.
Yes, it is. Okay, so we're in isolation. What has Lacan learned about himself in isolation? Who's isolation?
Man, you know, I don't like to say it out loud, but honest to goodness, I've learned I am a hermit. I know most people, I am thriving. I am like, man, quarantine is probably not good for me, but I'm really enjoying it. Like, really? I wake up, yeah. I shower, I go for a run, I shower, you know, I read my Bible, then I chill, then I, like, this is like 5, 6 a.m. because I'm early. I'm up, I'm working, and, like, you know, 11 o'clock will come. That's, and I've done, you know, a lot of my best brain time between 5 and 11, right? If I have time to eat, I go to my backyard, I sit a little bit, I come back, I do some work. Like, I'm just like, man, why can't the world be like this? But I know some other people are like, I want to go out, like my wife, she's like, I want to go to Home Sense. I don't need to go anywhere. I'm like, good. So I've learned that, like, I'm this is maybe good, because I don't think this was always me. I've learned that I'm self-sufficient in me. Right? That I don't need, you know, validation from others, you know, to, you know, call or see or like all of that. I don't need it. Which is interesting, because it wasn't always that way, as I'm actually reflecting right now. But I really thrive in, like, really just like getting understanding a goal, having a vision. And that drive, that is my energy. Like, I realize I don't feed off of people. I feed off of, like, purpose, right? And that purpose, until I run out of that, then I'm going to be like, okay, get me out of here. Let me go find something else. But I have so much purpose right now. Like, I'm living in purpose right now, that I'm oozing it. And all I need is that, right? So I've learned that, man, the moment you start working for money, you're not going to like it. The moment you start, you know, working for other pieces, you're not going to be fulfilled. But when you're in your purpose, right, when you're just like connected to, like, here's what I need to be doing, connecting people to opportunity, right, you know, shifting the way we do business, right, enabling people to hire faster and quicker and at scale using our people, right, I'm living in that, and I'm just, I have so much energy. I work more, which is probably not good too. Let's, you know, we could be honest there. I think most of us do, but I've learned that about myself, that, you know, I am a hermit, and I'm so comfortable in it now.
And it sounds like you've been more productive.
I've been so much more productive because, and so for the folks who know me, and other people don't believe me, folks don't know me, I'm actually an introvert, right? I'm actually, like, maybe that's why I'm thriving. it takes so much energy out of me to engage. But people are like, oh, you like to engage. Yeah, because like it is part of what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And like the thing that I want to do, I love, but I know it takes so much out of me. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think because I've been able to like save all of that energy mm-hmm. and not use it there, I've been able to use it in other ways.
Would you believe me if I told you I can identify with that? Would you believe me?
I would, because I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. People will be like, no, there's two introverts talking. Right? Yeah, there's no way. No, I'm an introvert. I really like to be by myself and my thoughts all the time.
So what I recognize is our passions and our purpose are so lit that it drives that extrovertedness in us, right? That's really what it is. But we do need that solace to be able to regroup, to think, to re-energize, right? So that's
absolutely.
So that's awesome. So you're already driving this interview, because I was going to ask you, when do you know you're thriving? But I think everybody can feel the thrive coming through this interview.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a different question though. What was Lacan like building into this? Because I know that we're not, you know, we don't, as babies, we come out thriving, but then there's the world that hits us. And then there's something until we find that wind again of the thrive. So what was that moment for you?
In my life?
Yeah, maybe in your life. The fundamental shift. The one that really transcends both life and career.
I realize that my purpose, or the thing that makes me most excited, is by getting the market to understand the value of something that they've historically not valued, right? Or not valued by paying for it. It's really different. I realized very quickly that, you know, and I've put my quotations up, good work, right? Or community work somehow was seen as only nonprofits over there. We it's a charitable thing. It's the nice to do. And at some point in my life, and maybe when I was at Mars or whatever it is, I realized that, no, this is actually important for business. This good is not just the right thing to do, but it was actually the companies that are doing well are the ones that understand the value, intrinsic value, right, of it to your business, to enable you to thrive. Boom. That changed it for me. I was like, I get it. And you probably know this, sis. You know that when you now want to upend the way that people have historically thought, it is like, people will be like, no, you're crazy. Why would you? Yeah. Well, just start a nonprofit, you know, get a charitable number and like do something off the side of your desk. But I'm like, no. There's actually, and you know, I'm going to specifically own for our community, there's actually people in other communities that commoditize this, that do headhunting, that do all of those things, that find human capital for companies. Now imagine if I could do that for my community. And it's not a headhunting firm, but it is about human capital and giving you access to the best human capital you can find in general, right? Imagine if you can do that.
So you imagined it, and then you formed the BPTN?
And then so BPTN was a prototype. So a friend of mine's, Chioma, you know Chioma, from My African Corner, she was like, I was thinking about this then, and you know, I had spoken to her, what do you think? She's like, you should do it. I'm like, man, I don't got no time. I ain't been doing this right now. She's like, you should do it. And I went away from her for a few days, whatever. And I came back to her. She's like, you really should do this. Oh, fine. Okay, fine. We'll do this. I called her and a few others. I'm like, okay, I'm thinking about this then. Whatever. Right? And it was supposed to be 20, 30 people. 130 people showed up. Bam. BPTN launched. Right? Small prototype.
What year was that?
So 2 years ago. Okay. It was January 2018. Was the first event over at LinkedIn. And it just blew up since then. And, you know, we're 10,000 plus now. We're in the U.S. and it's amazing to see. But I'll say this, man. I went to school to be a social worker because I grew up in Rexdale and I lost a lot of friends to guns, to drugs, to deportation, to jail. And I realized early on that some of the interventions that were happening in my community weren't actually helping us. You know, they'll give us a ball and they'll say, "Yo, go play. We're engaging you." But that was the ends rather than a means to an end. And I realized a lot of my friends died on the basketball court because of those engagement programs. I realized early on that, man, there has to be a better way to do this. And so I did my master's, U of T, whatever. And yeah, I was doing well, running nonprofits, sort of, you know, I've grown businesses and stuff like that. I was an advisor to the premier. I did a whole bunch of really interesting things. And I ran for politics, right? Did all that, right? And, you know, I was recruited to Mars. And I realized that there was a need, kicking and screaming on my part, but there was a need for me to intentionally just live my purpose and stop worrying about, like, comfort. Stop worrying about, you know, like, steady paycheck, steady income, right? Don't let that be the reason why you don't jump. And let me tell you something, right? For folks who are listening, let me tell you something right now. I've never, since going full-time BPTN, gone without a paycheck. That's sort of one. So I want you all to know that. Like, living your purpose is not, you know, just a thing. I've never gone without a paycheck. I've never made less being full-time CEO of BPTN than I was at Mars, than I was ever. Not once. I have consistently made the same or no, I've consistently made more than I have. So people always say, but the thing is, there's a few principles that I've realized. Mm-hmm. Number one, you be unapologetic about your purpose.
Yes, yes.
Because every human tries to tell you, well, you should be doing, you know, this. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. You should do it this way. You should do it. Everyone has, you know, wants to be an advisor, right? Know your purpose. Mm-hmm. Based on that purpose, get advice, not get advice on your purpose.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know what your purpose is.
That's a good, say that again. So based on that purpose, get advice.
Know your purpose.
Yeah.
Don't get advice on your purpose.
Yeah.
Based on the purpose, you know, get advice.
Get advice. Yeah.
On how to do it well.
It's powerful. Right?
Because a lot of times people don't live their purpose because somebody told you, well, I'm not sure. Well, you should. No. My purpose is this. And your purpose is God-given. It's not something you have to. It is God. It's just really natural. Naturally you. Naturally you. Right? You're a natural motivator. You're a natural leader. You're a natural influence. You're a natural writer. It is natural and God-given. That you don't have to work at your purpose. I fundamentally believe that. What you have to work on is being better and executing better.
That's number three.
I'm just throwing this stuff out for you.
No, but
you name them.
You got three principles. You got me.
Yeah, you name them. I'm pivoting off of these principles. It's coming. Unction. This is unction right now, right? So, you know, it's like you gotta just know what you know about you, what you were born with.
So let me ask you a question. What if your purpose drives you away from what you think you've known your entire life that you thought you should be doing?
Then you're beginning to live your purpose. So I'll tell you what. Early on in my career, mm-hmm. I thought my purpose was to be the CEO of United Way Canada. And like, I learned quickly that, no, that wasn't it. I was like, I ain't gonna go into why, but I just like that wasn't it. Then, you know, I thought it was gonna be like, okay, your purpose is gonna be like the CEO of TV. And I'm like, I don't think that's it either. Because I realized, and I think this is it. I realized that you, and there may be a point that I go into industry. I never say never to, or even back to the nonprofit. But there may be a time that I go back in there. But that is not my purpose. That would just be my job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? My purpose is to be visible amongst my people and to support my people. And when I say my people, I say Black people. Mm-hmm. And that was so uncomfortable for me. Ooh, that was, because I'm like, but so what are my natural gifts? You know, people say I can speak pretty well. I could be engaging when I'm really into something. You know, when I see something in my mind, when I have a vision of something, I'm good at conveying it and moving people to it. Like those are just like naturally, I don't have to work at that stuff, right? It is just once I get it, boom, I get it. I'm good. The thing is, that stuff is hard to quantify. And that stuff is hard to find mm-hmm. in a 9-to-5.
Yeah, I get it.
Right? So, you know, right now I'm in the middle of it because I found a sweet spot that pays me and enables me to take care of my babies that eat a lot and, you know, make a lot of noise, right? But at the same time, be just smack dab in the middle of my purpose. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, there may be, you know, 10 years from now or whatever it is, there may be an opportunity. I'm like, man, I think I want to try that out. And, you know, my flesh would be like, let me try that out. But my purpose will remain I will always stand in my purpose. Doesn't mean I can't do, but right now I'm just in that place and I'm just locked in and I'm feeling super grateful, a bit tired, but grateful with sort of like just where I'm at right now. I don't know if that answers your thing, but
you know what? It's so funny. I had a number of questions. I'm like, did he read them ahead of time? But it's good because you did, you covered it. So because we're talking a lot about the community that you're passionate about serving, and myself as well, I want to talk about, you know, where we are in the world today and with the recent events that have exploded, not necessarily in our lives, I find. Yep. It's not us that caught up, right?
Yep, and there's no aha moment for us. Yeah.
Right, so there's a lot of people around the world that watched for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, you know, what it was like to be Black, essentially, you know, in a world that doesn't see us as equals. And so 8:46 has taken on a level of significance. And for those of you that don't know, that we're talking about George Floyd, and 8 minutes and 46 seconds is the time it took for the police officer very calmly to keep a knee in his neck until he essentially passed. And then for 3 more minutes in that 8 minutes and 46 seconds to continue to keep that knee pressed on his neck. My question to you is, what does 8:46 represent for you as a Black man?
That is such a profound question. And, you know, it's funny. I asked you like, hey, 46, tell me what that means before. Because I just know the trauma of and I can't watch the full video of like watching George Floyd. And why I can't watch the full video, because that video represents to me my life. That in everything as a Black man that I do, I plead, please stop. Right? Like, it's like, please stop. Please, you know, get your shoulder, your neck out, your elbow.
Get your knee out of my neck.
Just like get this stuff off my neck. And it is in how I engage. It is in how I live. It is in, you know, like how I stand up every day in my business, in my company, you know, in my relationships with the outside world. There is a constant pressure. A constant pressure that you cannot ever explain. That video
brought to life. The pressure of you cannot afford an unforced error. It was a counterfeit they killed him for. $20 counterfeit. I still don't know if at some point they asked him, did you know? That could have been you. That could have been anyone. Because counterfeit, like literally people put, we don't do cash anymore, but like people used to put those thin on their scanner because it could be anyone, right? But somehow they killed this man for that. And that represent for me, man, that project, if you mess that project up, someone may get a second chance. You don't. You've lost that chance, right? That represents for me, you know, if you say you'll do 10 thins and you did 8, that other 2, it means you weren't good enough. If you are, and this is personal, this is BPTM personal, right? And thank God that we've sort of like, I've pushed hard never to underperform. But, or if you, you know, promised 10, you gave 10, there's still, you know, that other thing that you didn't do that may not have been in the thing, but they're asking you for, right? Or you've done it and you've executed well on it, but somehow you are still not proven yet. But others that give you a concept paper get a million or two. This is our life. This is my life. And that video represented metaphorically my life. And people may believe, oh, you're over-exaggerating, but I'm not. That's why I come home tired. And my kids are like, but you've been in meetings all day. Yeah. But the knee's been on my neck all day. Right? So that is what that meant for me. That is why it is hard to talk about. It is hard to think about. It is. So I'm from the hood. I've seen people shot. I've seen people killed, right? In horrible ways. And this is more gruesome to me. Because this represents some, like, I can run away from a shooter. Yeah. I can't escape this. This is my life.
Beautiful. That was powerful. Thank you for sharing. So with all of that and the pressure, when in your life have you needed courage?
I needed courage to full-time jump into BPTM. 100%. 100%. Because I was an executive at Mars. I was a leader at Mars. Right? I had, you know, I was doing well. I'm, you know, and you're like, man, you're going to take the comfortable and become this? And, you know, you're not just talking about diversity. You are very specific. You're not talking about people of color. Dude, you are very specific about what you're talking about. And I don't know if companies going to pay for that. Right? And having 3 children and a wife that, you know, my wife is, she's also an executive. She's doing well, but like, we there's 2 incomes in our home. And having to, like, you know, take that leap of faith was, man, faith and courage was needed for that, 100%. Because I was not just betting on myself. I want to be clear. I was betting on Black. Mm-hmm. Right? I was betting on Black. And that stuff is, ooh, ooh, man.
And how long did it take you to make the decision?
It's like 3 months, 4 months, like going back and forth, thinking about it, praying about it, journaling, trying to scenario plan.
I asked you the wrong question, actually, because I learned that the decision is made in a moment.
Yeah. Is it how long did it take you to come to
grips? How long is the process to get you to that decision?
And one of my, my folks, Leanne, so she was with me at TalentX BPTN. I had brought her on board, and she pushed me really hard to just be like, what is your spirit telling? Just do it. Well, and yeah, it took a while to get there. But once I did,
there was no turning back.
I was like, all right, I'm in. And I was good. I was good.
And I love it. I love the way that you're living life. And this next question, if in 150 years, science fails to save us all, and all that is left is a book about your life, what would the title be? And what would the blurb tell us about Lacan Olawale?
Oh, man. The title would be, He Died as a G.
Ooh, He Died as a G. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. And when I say, when I say G, it means that he died living. Like, when we say G, like an OG in the hood, it's like, they do what they do. Like, they got their own swag, their own way of working, their own, they live. They just live. You just know. Like, yeah, that's the OG. Like, he died like that.
He knows. He knows.
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah.
Poor, rich, he knew. And he, and there's this almost this martyr, whatever, complex. But, he died in a way that he went, he lived his. And we went out his way, right? It could be guns blazing. It could be a millionaire. It could be whatever. But he lived life.
He exhausted it all.
He left it on the floor.
Nothing left.
Left it on the floor.
That is the book I would buy.
That's the title. What will be the blurb? I think I haven't told you the blurb. Like, he lived life. He lived life in his purpose. He took care of his people, right? He loved his people, right? In his own weird, quirky way. He's not very mushy. He's not very touchy-feely. He's not very huggy, right? But in his own quirky way.
Is that why you don't like hugging me? I didn't know that.
I don't like hugging at all. He just lived and died his way, but he left something that people can build from, right? That companies, and he did not alienate anyone. So even in his own genius, he didn't alienate anyone. So he didn't leave white folks feeling, oh my God, my mentors are white men, and my best friend is
But they're not only that, you made them part of the problem that you're trying to solve.
Yeah.
And that gave them And that gave them purpose.
Yeah. He brought them in. Yeah. Like, we're in this together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is my thing. Like, we are all we are all gonna help solve this problem, because this is not just my problem solved.
Please finish this sentence for me. What the world needs now is?
What the world needs now is. Man, I believe two things. The first thing is, what the world needs now is God.
Right.
Man.
Oh, man. Seriously.
Oh, my. I don't think we're fighting. This is not a flesh and blood fight, but I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna leave that to Sunday morning if folks wanna. I don't think, number one, this is not I'm on my knees because this is not a flesh and blood fight, right? The first thing. The second thing for others, I believe the world needs grace.
Yeah.
An ability to love on folks even when they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't mean we don't protest. That's not what I'm saying. Doesn't mean we don't riot.
Give them grace for protesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You try to understand.
Some of our allies just need to be like, man, I get it.
Yeah.
And some of our folks from our community be like, man, God, I understand. You know what I mean? That I grace.
Understand.
Just, yeah, that grace. That's what we need right now. Yeah. Because, man, the world is...
Yeah.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
Something's happening. But
grace, you know, gives you space. Grace gives you space. And I'm big on grace.
Yep.
So I'm gonna take you through my rapid thrivers.
All right.
My first question to you is, you know, based on who inspires you, when you think of thriving, who's the first person that comes to mind and why?
A Barack Obama.
Ooh.
That dude. So I don't have man crushes, but I got one for Barack. Like, I'm the dude that I'll see, like, I've been beside prime ministers. I even saw Barack, like, he was in this, like, but there was just, like, I mean, I was cool and all that, but, man, I think when he became president, he showed me something different.
Yeah.
But the way he lived this presidency
showed
me how to be a man.
Yeah.
Literally. Showed me how to be a black man. Like, the way they threw stones at him and he didn't flinch.
Yeah.
He was consistent in his purpose, right? The way they tried. Man, they tried.
There
was no scandal with his wife or his children. Yeah. Doesn't mean he's perfect. I'm sure in back there, there's some
things. I totally get what you're saying. I totally, and it's not easy at that level.
My God. Yeah. With an additional of being the first, being the only.
Mm-hmm.
You are the only in everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other like you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way he lives it out.
Yeah. I'm going to give you two things, though. Mm-hmm. A minute ago, I asked you what the world needs more of. And you said God. And you said grace. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, both of those were in the White House during that period of time.
My goodness.
Right?
You need to preach that 100%.
Right? 100%. God and grace, I'm telling you. Yeah.
100%.
What is a book that's helped you with your thrive?
Oh, man. I just read it. Oh, I forget it. I forgot the name. My wife, my learning model is talking with people.
Okay.
I literally, like, the way I learn is by talking. So when people say read 100 books, I don't read 100 books, right? I literally have 100 conversations. That's my learning. But I literally, because I was in quarantine, I literally just read the book. For folks who can't see, I'm looking around trying to see it. I don't remember the name of the book. But it was about personal finance, right?
Okay.
And, like, calling into things those things that were, like, that calling into things those things that were not like they were. Like, just being, like, you know, you can call it affirmations, you call
like
it
manifest,
faith, but like,
manifest?
Yeah, like, just manifest, like, this is what it's gonna be, right?
Okay.
Writing it down, journaling it, putting it up, like, you know, it was a mixture of, like, you know, like, a something wall, you know, like, here's my goals, or, like, financially, here's my financial goals, here's my familial goals, right? I'm just, like, calling it in, and, like, making sure you're using the right words, right? Not, like, you know, most of us sometimes say, and I've never said it, but, you know, we'll be like, oh, I'm broke today.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, I don't got no dollars today. Mm-hmm. Right? Rather than, you're not broke today. You just don't have money with you. Right?
Yes,
or
right.
Like, you know, just like using.
Wasn't the illusion of money?
Mm-mm.
No? By
that's
policies?
Not it. No? I'm message you the name.
Okay.
I don't even know the name or title. I just know the book was good.
Please let me know.
In like
please
2 days.
Let me know. Please let
Otherwise.
Me know. I need to manifest more.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was all
and,
right, man.
And I have been manifesting. It's possible. What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
Daily activity that helps with my thrive. I say time with my babies, time with my family.
That's nice. All
right. Just, you know, they drive me up the wall. Right, but I think it grounds me too. Because just remember, you better keep grinding. You see how much they're eating this year. Time with them.
That's
it.
Nice.
It just like you know, with them, with my lady, like it just they just like yeah, they ground
I
me.
I see
they,
it. Yeah, I can see
yeah.
it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what is an app on your phone that helps you with your thrive?
LinkedIn.
No, it's good. You spent a lot of time on LinkedIn?
Man, yo, people don't believe it. Y'all need to know. LinkedIn, like, Yo, business development on LinkedIn, people need to like really understand. Like, people need to, that's another podcast for another day.
Okay.
Like, okay, people so are asleep. Like, if people are just on LinkedIn to connect.
So you're going to come back and school me and others on LinkedIn?
Oh, on business development on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Oh, it's huge. A big deal.
Are you signing up for another podcast?
Yeah, maybe.
I'll work on it. Okay, I'm excited. What is one misconception that people have of you right now as you thrive?
I think there's a few. I could come off cold sometimes or aloof. I think I could come off like non-collaborative. I think those are two big ones for me. That are just misconceptions for people who see me from afar, right? That don't understand my grind is just focused. Mm-hmm. That, you know, let's not misconstrue partnering with BPTN with just like, let's just talk, right? I think a lot of times, you know, and people do, I try to respond to every message, which is, you know, it's a lot.
You're pretty good though.
But I try. But I think sometimes like people want me to do something and it's like left field. Mm. And I'm like, bro, I can't, that, like this is, my path is here, right? But if you want to get down, let's have coffee. Let's just, you know, chat. But like, you know, it's hard. So I think that's the first piece around like just like collaborative, but like the folks that are like, we see a path and it makes sense. Like, I am down and we get work done. So I think sometimes just people misunderstand that, like, you know, it has to be aligned with business, right? For us to do something. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the first misconception. The second thing about like cold and whatever, is just like, I'm not mushy mushy. I don't know how to do it. I wasn't taught it. I'm from the hood and it's like hat brim down, right? To your eyebrows. Like you got a big hoodie on with a hoodie on top of, like that type of, you're on your dolo. Like it's you. Like that is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. So for me to even smile a little bit, I've come a long way, right? Mm-hmm. For me to engage, but I think like, so, but I just didn't get to the point of like huggy and touchy.
You're slowly opening up. We're working on you.
I've come a long way, but I think for folks who don't know me, they're like, man, he's so cold or standoffish. No, like I'm not. It's just I'm different and I'm learning.
And different is better than better, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Well put.
So at the beginning of the podcast, I did ask you what legacy you want to leave on this podcast. And how I summarized a lot of what you said was that exclamation point was that I was here. I'm doing the work. You are indeed. You were here in this podcast. You left some very profound messages. You left some really great principles that can drive our lives to further success. And I want to commend you because you're truly already leaving an exclamation point on this world. So thank you very much for your human. And now you have a whole bunch of people wanting to work with you, wanting to follow you, wanting to reach out. Where do we connect with you online?
LinkedIn.
Okay.
Right.
Bring you back. You guys are all excited. What do we have to know? What do we need to know about LinkedIn? Okay.
LinkedIn. You need to be on LinkedIn. Follow me on LinkedIn. All of it. I got my team has me on a YouTube channel now. I got a little YouTube channel. My name.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Right. So I try to put out some stuff over there. Yeah. But I think those are like, those are my two platforms. You'll probably get me at my LinkedIn page or my YouTube page. Okay. It's sort of like where I'm focusing my energy in 2020. So yeah, connect with me there. And you know,
any projects or events that you want to share?
Oh man, Summit 2020, October 22nd, 23rd. I'm going to leave it there. Just give me 1 week, right? You're going to see what we're working on. It's going to be a different level. I'm pumped about that. I'm also pumped about, you know, something we're calling the Black Tech Task Force. We're going to launch that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about those two things. I'm leaning in there. And hopefully next week or a week and a half from now, we're going to make a pretty public announcement about, like, you know, future of Black Tech and, like, companies that are going to lean in on some real powerful things. So, like, there's a few things we're working on in the back. You know, I'm excited about it.
I am excited. And I'm excited. So one thing. So Laquan and I have been looking at each other from this. You have to admit, I've had a smile the entire time. My cheeks are hurting.
Well, you smile all the time.
No. Not like this. Yeah.
You be working out smiling. Nobody works out and smiling. You work out.
But I'm saying that because you totally have energized me. And I know that that's what you're feeding into our community. And being, you know, an amazing Black human in tech. I'm not even like, no gender, forget about gender, nothing. Just I'm a Black human. You energize us. And I thank you for not only doing that for me, but for all of my peers and colleagues out there, you know, not just here in Canada, but just, you know, across the globe now. So keep doing your thing, man. I respect
you. Thanks, sis. We're all here, man. Yes. Thank you for the work you're doing and just putting us on. This is really appreciated.
Yes, man. And to everyone that's listening, this is where I say, we're out! Yeah! So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.